We're reading from Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 to 10 on page 696. The branch from Jesse. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of power, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes, or decide by what he hears with his ears, but with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth. With the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. Righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness the sash round his waist. The wolf will live with the lamb, the leopard will lie down with the goat, the calf and the lion and the yearling together, and a little child will lead them. The cow will feed with the bear, their young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. The infant will play near the hole of the cobra, and the young child put his hand into the viper's nest. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. In that day, the root of Jesse will stand as a banner for the peoples. The nations will rally to him, and his place of rest will be glorious. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Shirley, very much indeed. Heavenly Father, we pray that you will open our eyes to see truly wonderful things in your word this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I wonder, does anybody know what this is the start of, Katie? A family tree. A family tree. Would anybody like to come and fill in their family tree? I have already asked somebody, and if you're ready and you're willing, come on, Lois. Let's see what you can put. Yeah, do you want to write it in? That would be great. So that says mummy. That says daddy. That's good. And then we've got Miles. Katka, go on, do yourself. That would be great. And Lois, fantastic. A family tree. We're going to think about family trees this morning, and we're going to look at a very old and a very, very special family tree. It's one that was talked about in that reading that was from a book by a man called Isaiah, and he wrote that about 700 years before the first Christmas. And we're not going to be thinking about the Punter family tree, but we're going to be thinking about the family tree of a man called Jesse. Now, does anybody want to put their hands up and tell me who is Jesse? He's in the Bible. Does anyone know who Jesse is? Be brave. Go on, Nigel. Wow, the son of Obed, the father of David, and David, of course, was the king of Israel. So we're thinking about the royal family tree, God's chosen royal family. And to represent this family tree, I've got a Christmas tree. Now, I can promise you this is the best Christmas tree ever. Do you want to see it? It's behind the screen. Do you want to see it? Okay. Right, here we go. This really, really is. It's the best Christmas tree ever. There it is. What do you think of it? Isn't it wonderful? Oh, or not? Are you thinking there's something wrong with my Christmas tree? Because it is just a stump. It is just a stump. You see, Isaiah, in his reading, was telling us that things have gone wrong for God's people. Things have gone wrong for the royal family tree, and it's just become a old stump. And it doesn't look like there's much life in this old stump. And you see, when Isaiah wrote, God's people didn't have much hope. There was lots going wrong for them, and there was lots going wrong in the world. And maybe if we're honest, we sometimes think there's not much hope for our world. Mark, would you like to come and help? I've got a couple of things that are going on at the moment that might make us feel like there's not much hope. Can anyone see what that's a picture of? Yes? Yeah, it is actually. It's a wave. It's flooding. You might have heard in the news that a really big wave that was caused by a volcano has flooded lots of people in a country called Indonesia. It doesn't seem like there's much hope. Another one here. Oh, yes. So many people in our country are arguing and fighting over how we should relate to the rest of Europe. For grown-ups or little ones, you might have heard the word Brexit. Well, there is a sort of picture to represent it. There's so much division in our world. There's wars still going on. So we've got natural disasters, we've got wars. We might be thinking there's so little hope for our world. So let me read again verse 1 of that reading. It says this: a shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse, and from his roots a branch will bear fruit. So there is hope. There is going to be a green shoot, new growth. And I've got it here for you. Here it is. Some new growth growing up from the stump of Jesse. Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it wonderful? A new branch, a new member of this royal family tree, Isaiah promises is going to come. So there is hope. Even though it looks hopeless, there is wonderful hope. Now, I wonder, what is this new member of the royal family tree going to be like? I'm going to read from verse 2, just a couple of bits. It says this: the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him. This one is going to be full of God's Spirit. That's exciting. He's going to be full of God's power and God's presence. He's going to be really, really special. But also, let me read from verse 5. This is what he's going to be dressed in. Righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness the sash around his waist. So I think we need to decorate our growing Christmas tree. Mark, would you like to come and decorate it with what we've got here? We've got righteousness will be his belt, his tinsel. And yeah, faithfulness. Wow, while he's doing that, does anybody know what righteousness means? It's a funny word, isn't it? Anybody want to help me? It's all right. I know you've had lots to eat already and opened lots of presents. Righteousness, it means he's always going to do right. In our broken world, this one, this member of the royal family, this one who's going to be king, will do right. He's going to put the wrongs to right, and he will be the greatest ruler. And faithful. He will always keep his promises. Unlike the leaders in our world, he will never, ever, ever let us down. Well, I wonder, have you worked out who this one is going to be yet? Have you worked it out yet? Jesus! Indeed! Jesus is the branch, the one who comes from David's line. Remember, we sing once in royal David's city, and he's sometimes called the son of David. But here is the next question that we're going to think. He's this wonderful, wonderful branch. What is his rule going to bring? That's the question. And to answer that question, we're going to have a look. Oh, look, there are some Christmas presents and cards around this tree. Mark, would you like to help us? And if you get the red present and open that up for us.
Got to squidge first, haven't you?
Yeah, you've got to, definitely got to do that. What do you reckon? What have you got, Mark?
It's a lion and a lamb having a bit of a cuddle.
A lion and a lamb having a cuddle. Have you ever heard of that happening in normally? No? No. Come on, someone tell me, what do lions normally do to lambs if they meet a lamb? Yes. They eat them. Yeah, they probably eat them. And what do lambs normally eat? Grass. So this is very, very interesting. Something strange is going on here. We've also got a card, I think, that goes with that present. Mark, would you like to open up our card and read what's in our card?
Love to. Okay. Says, okay, nice card. Happy Christmas. The wolf will live with the lamb, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. Christmas blessings from the King of Kings.
Wow. So those are the bits from our reading again. It seems to be saying, doesn't it, that when this branch comes, he's going to change nature. He's going to bring a new kind of harmony. He's going to change creation itself in a good way. Now, let's have a look at our next present. There it is there. What do you reckon, Mark?
Feels like a book. Very big DVD. like a DVD from the olden days. One from your old collection. Oh, got it. Get Back to Gardening.
What?
Yeah.
Get Back to... Is that a present for me? Does anybody know how much gardening we did in the Weirs last year? No? Does anybody know how many things we grew? They're so shy. We grew... What's that? No, we didn't grow any potatoes. No. We grew 5 carrots. Oh. One for each member of our family. 5 carrots. I wonder, is this a present saying to me, get back to gardening? I tell you, I'm a really bit puzzled. I'm puzzled about this. Let's have a look at the card that goes with it. Maybe that might help us.
Okay, I'll open it up. The branch of Jesse says, the infant will play near the hole of the cobra. Happy Christmas forever.
This is really puzzling. I don't know about you, but I'm puzzled. Let's just think about what all these things mean. It means there's going to be something that, when the branch comes, nature is going to be changed for the better. And it seems to be just suggesting there's something like a garden or gardening going to happen. There's going to be harmony. A little child can play with a snake and not get hurt. Now, I wonder if you're starting to think about, apart from the Bible, right back at the beginning where there was a garden and there was a snake and it resulted in a fight and strife. It seems to be saying, doesn't it, that this king is going to put everything right. He's going to bring everything back to what it was like at the beginning, like in the Garden of Eden, when there was harmony, when the nature all around us was good. And if this is true, it means that he is going to bring an end one day to these kinds of problems. Nature problems are going to go. Wow, isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazingly good news this Christmas? But I've got one final card. Mark, it's one more card here.
Oh, it's a big one.
It's a big one.
Here we go. It says, in that day, the root of Jesse will stand as a banner for the peoples. The nations will rally to him, and his place of rest will be glorious. I, Jesus, have sent my angel. I am the root and offspring of David. Let him who hears say, come. Whoever is thirsty, come. A Christmas invitation to a Christmas party forever.
Wow. What an invitation. Did you hear that last sentence from Isaiah's reading? It's saying that this branch, this root of Jesse, is going to be like the center of the world. People from every country are going to gather around him one day. We're going to get together and all the fighting and strife is going to be over. So we'll get rid of that. All is going to be gone. And there's going to be peace, glorious, wonderful peace. And so it's an invitation to us, isn't it, this Christmas, an invitation to gather around what I hope you're now convinced is the best Christmas tree ever, Jesus, to come to his party forever. It sounds like it's going to be the most amazing rocking around the Christmas tree party ever, and it is going to last forever. That's the Christmas good news. That's why Jesus came, to invite us to his eternal party in a transformed world. It's going to be like heaven forever. That is wonderful, wonderful news. I would love to say a really happy Christmas to all of you here this morning. And the next song we're going to sing has as its chorus, "Come, come and worship Christ, the newborn King, as he is the key to the best Christmas ever." Let's stand and sing.